tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's September 10th, 2024, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. We're going to start today's news off with something that's not really a story, but it's still super important: math. Jamie Dow wrote this great article explaining that EV sales have not fallen, cooled, slowed, or slumped, and asks journalists to stop lying in the headlines. After about a full year of these lies, it would be nice if journalists stopped pushing this false narrative. Then they could find the truth behind simply looking up a single number. Jamie writes this in a very emotional way, and I think I have to agree. This is just really, really frustrating. Here's what's actually happening. Over the course of the last year or so, sales of battery electric vehicles, while continuing to grow, have posted lower year-over-year percentage growth than they have in previous years. This alone is not particularly remarkable. It is an inevitable fact that any growing product or category will show slower percentage growth rates as sales rise, particularly one that has been growing at such a fast rate for so long. To take an extreme example, it would be odd to say that sales are slumping in Norway, which just set a record of 94% EV market share in August with 10,480 units moved. Because BEV sales only went up 5% compared to the previous August 9,974 units. Now, Jamie talks about this using big numbers. I wanted to talk about this using easier numbers. So I did this. Yes, this is Comic Sans. If you don't like it, grow up. If you had a year one of 100 EVs sold, year two of 1,000 EVs sold, that would have sales 1,000% up year over year and have 900 more units than you did the year before. In year three, you sold 5,000 EVs. That's only a 500% growth year over year with 4,000 additional units sold. Year four, 15,000 EVs are sold. That's a growth rate of 300%, 10,000 additional units sold. So as you see here, the higher the number of EVs we're talking about, and the greater the year-over-year increase in units, we see a decrease in percentages. Now, this is exactly the kind of thing that Republicans look at in behind closed doors when they talk about defunding public schools. Because if people genuinely understood math and percentages, especially journalists typically understood math and percentages, 99% of any kind of statistic or number or data that you saw from the right side of the political aisle would be patently ridiculous. That's why people who have proper educations, who go to college, who can do advanced algebra and calculus, almost never vote for these ridiculous people on the right, and certainly wouldn't vote for Donald Trump, and definitely think that Elon is a tool now that he's supporting Trump. But back to Jamie's article, the actual short-term status of EV sales is that they're still up. Instead of a perpetual 50% CAGR that has been optimistically expected, we're seeing growth rates this year of about 10% in most advanced economies, and higher in economies with lower EV penetration. That translates to about 40% in the rest of the world, which is outside of the US, EU, and China. Noticeably, this 10% growth rate is higher than the above Norway example, which nobody would consider a slump at 94% of the overall market share. It's also clear that EV sales growth rates are being held back in the short term by Tesla, which has before now been the global leader in EV sales. Tesla has actually seen a dramatic year-over-year reduction in sales in recent quarters, at least partially due to its chaotic leadership and the political posturing of CEO Elon Musk, which has put the electric car company at odds with the people who, up till now, have been its greatest supporters, which have been environmentalists, people who want energy independence from the rest of the world, and people who want to get away from fossil fuels, which, if you'll all remember, was the original stated mission of Tesla, and which has since apparently been deleted. I don't know. I'll link to that article in the source notes. You can take a look for yourself. But looking at the actual numbers, you can see that Ford has grown significantly year over year in Q1. That growth has continued through Q3. Toyota, same thing. Mercedes, same thing. Rivian, you could argue that 2023, they were off to a slow start, but they have, of course, continued to grow. They're up more than 60%. BMW actually outsold Tesla in the EU last quarter. We'll put that in the show notes as well. Hyundai, Kia continue to grow. even Nissan, which is a mature player in the EV market that's been in the space since 2011, they've seen significant growth as well. The only places that you've seen a decline has been Volkswagen, which has been plagued with software issues, Tesla, which of course we just talked about Elon and why that ridiculousness is costing the company millions, and GM. Now, GM is a really special case here because they had a volume leader in the Chevy Bolt that they were discounting heavily and that was available for purchase in most markets because of the incentives that were out there for less than $25,000. Now, despite the fact that they no longer build the Bolt and that their newest EVs that are in that 35 to 45 to 55 price range have just started to trickle into the market, they've only gone down 20%, which is representative of a 4,200 unit decline. Play that out through the end of 2024, and those numbers are going to start to converge because the Bolt is going to have a lower impact on the Q3 and Q4 numbers for 23, and the new Silverado and Equinox and Blazer EV are going to have a higher impact on the high end of 2024. So I expect that GM is going to be up there with Nissan and Hyundai. We'll see if I'm right by the end of the year. And you know, while we're at it, I'll also predict that Tesla will continue to slump. Finally, some have suggested that this kind of ebb and flow is a natural part of any technology adoption curve as the technology transitions from being used by, quote, early adopters to the early majority. Most consider that chasm between these groups to be somewhere around the 10 to 20% adoption range, which is exactly where we are. 14%, fully 14%, by the way, nearly 15% of all of Ford's sales last month were fully electric vehicles. And again, I'll link to that in the source notes. I will show my work whenever I make these claims, but we are right there. So if you've ever read The Diffusion of Innovations or any kind of these traditional sort of business and marketing books, all of this is going according to plan because EV sales continue to climb upwards. There's no denying it. That's what the numbers mean. And again, if you have a hard time with percentages, that's why we're here. We're here to help you guys figure all that out. Someone else who's really smart and knows how to figure stuff out is Lucid. Obviously, Peter Rawlinson, the people behind Lucid, super, super smart, and they have teased their first mid-size electric SUV. This is our best look yet at their sub-$50,000 EV. They showed this off during their technology and manufacturing day. This is a new teaser for an electric crossover that's going after the Tesla Model Y and the Mustang Mach-E. This is going to be based on a new midsize platform with one vehicle being a crossover SUV, the other being an electric sedan, and a third that's yet to be confirmed. However, it's possible that it's going to be an off-road focus model as Lucid expands into new segments and starts going after more profitable segments that have been previously the realm of Jeep, Bronco, and in terms of EVs, the Rivian. The company says the new crossover will utilize its new tech to, quote, deliver the same range as competitors while using a smaller battery. And while we're talking about batteries and range and things like that, we obviously have to talk about charging. And Greenlane, this is a company that's being formed as a joint venture with Daimler Trucks North America, NextEra Energy, and BlackRock. They've broken ground on a new flagship charging location in California. The electric truck stop is in Colton, California, south of San Bernardino, at the intersection of I-215 and I-10. Once complete, the location will include more than 60 chargers, 400 kilowatt and 200 kilowatt DC fast chargers covered by solar canopies. There will also be other options available for overnight and hotel charging for heavy-duty semi-trucks, as well as charging ports for cars and light-duty trucks that just happen to be passing through. The facility will have amenities like restrooms and food and beverages. Now, while we're on the topic of trucks, we're going to take it back down a little bit and talk about light-duty trucks and the only light-duty pickup awarded an IIHS Top Safety Plus rating is the electric Rivian R1T. This is a great article by Scooter Dahl where he writes, say what you will about EVs compared to ICE vehicles, but in addition to being some of the most uniquely designed and capable vehicles on the market, Rivian models are some of the safest. That's evident in the new 2024 R1T pickup, which has been awarded a Top Safety Pick Plus award from the IIHS. No other pickup, large or small, received that award, and the R1T was one of only 31 vehicles selected as the safest on the market. The Rivian R1T continues its top safety pick plus status trend for a third straight year, snagging the prestigious badge in 22, 23, and now 2024. Now, as always, I like to end these shows with conversations about energy, about utilities, about the grid, and most importantly, about sustainability. Today is no different, and Texas has just become the number one state in the union for the most utility-grade solar, beating out California for the first time. By adding 1.6 megawatts of power in Q2 of 2024, Texas now boasts a total of 21,932 megawatts of online solar power. According to the U.S. Solar Market Insight Q3 24 report released today by the Solar Energy Industry Association, SEIA, and Wood Mackenzie, the U.S. solar industry installed 9.4 gigawatts of new electric capacity in Q2 of 2024, mostly thanks to utility scale growth. The Biden administration's IRA, which became law in 2022, has been the main catalyst for the U.S. solar industry's rapid rise. Solar panel manufacturing capacity now exceeds 31 gigawatts, nearly a four-fold increase under the IRA. The solar and storage industry is turning federal clean energy policy into action by rapidly creating jobs and powering economic growth in all 50 states, particularly in battleground states like Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia. That's according to SEIA President and CEO Abigail Hopper. We love to see more solar. We love to see more Americans put to work. We love to see more American jobs. And hey, it's all good stuff. If you don't like it, definitely something wrong with you. But I'm not here to fix your problems. I'm just here to report the news. That's all I've got for today, September 10th. Be sure to like and subscribe, and we'll see you tomorrow.